The annual international music festival Strings of Autumn kicks off on Tuesday with a concert at Prague's Vítkov National Memorial. The event, which was established in 1996 by the late Czech president Václav Havel, opens with the legendary minimalist piece In C by Terry Riley. I asked Guy Borg, one of the members of the festival's artistic board, to tell me more about the opening concert.
We're very happy that Terry Riley himself is going to be present at the performance, and this is a continuation of a tradition that the festival has of bringing major contemporary composers to Prague. You may remember that we had Steve Wright here a couple of years ago and David Lang, and this year Terry Riley, which is a great honour for us. His piece In C, which is of course his signature work, will be performed by Paul Hillier's vocal ensemble Ars Nova Copenhagen, again an absolutely top-notch ensemble who also, by the way, Paul Hillier also has a bit of a history with the festival, in that he performed with his Theatre of Voices ensemble David Lang's piece Little Match Girl Passion back in 2015.
And Terry Riley himself will appear on stage the following day along with his son at a concert at Prague Conservatory. What will be on the programme?
This will be one of a series of concerts that Terry Riley has been performing with his son. These are compositions that the two of them create together, very often improvisatory in nature and influenced by the kinds of music that both of them have devoted themselves to over the year. In Riley's case, there's a lot of influence of Eastern and Indian music, and in the case of his son, African music and even flamenco music comes into the equation. The pieces tend to be quite meditative, and the improvisational nature lends every performance something unique.
Can you mention at least some of the other highlights of this year's edition of the Strings of Autumn?
Absolutely. I think this year we have a very wide-ranging program. Some of the concerts that I'm looking forward to in particular, on October 23rd in the Turner Music Bar, we have the young art rapper, hip-hop artist, Open Mike Eagle. And for those of our audience who saw Shabazz Palace's concert last year, this is something of a continuation of that line of an exploration into sophisticated contemporary hip-hop. Also on November 1st, a concert at the Vado Arca with Venetian Snares, the electronic artist, and Ben Benoit, a very multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist and a famed producer who's worked with everybody from Willie Nelson to Bob Dylan to Peter Gabriel.
And finally, you have joined forces for the first time with the Signal Festival, which gets underway a bit later on the 11th of October. Can you tell me more about your mutual project?
Yeah, this is a particularly interesting project in that it brings together the visual expertise of Signal with the Strings of Autumn programming team. And we've come up this year with something that I think will be quite a special experience. It features the organist and composer Kata playing some of her new minimalist and quite abstract works in the Church of Salvator in Prague in conjunction with state-of-the-art light design. And I've actually had the good fortune to hear in situ the work being played, and I can highly recommend it. I think it will be quite an experience.